My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Get iPhone 12 Pro Max for your business with our best offer yet. 5G nationwide. Available in over 1,800 cities. Terms apply. Limited time offer.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, November 17th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. We've been following along as social media companies like Facebook and Twitter crack down on hate speech and misinformation. But some conservatives say the company's actions limit their right to free speech. And increasingly, they've been turning to another platform, one that places fewer restrictions on what they can and can't say online. It's called Parler. And our reporter Jeff Horwitz will be here to tell us all about it after these headlines. After being passed over earlier this year, the electric vehicle maker Tesla will be joining the S&P 500 next month. The index is a gauge of the market's largest companies and could help fuel even more growth for Tesla. Here's our reporter Heather Somerville with more.
We don't have any real official explanation from the index. There are some assumptions that the company's reliance on regulatory credits to pad its bottom line has been a concern. The volatility in the stock has been a concern. And there was some question about really how long Tesla's run was going to go on for. But particularly after the third quarter this year, when Tesla posted record deliveries of cars, as well as record profitability, I think there was some greater confidence among those at the index who make this decision to go ahead and include Tesla.
Shares of Tesla jumped in after hours trading. Also happening in December, Airbnb is set to go public. It's quite a turnaround for the company. When travel ground to a halt earlier this year, Airbnb was forced to make massive layoffs, and it overhauled its business to focus more on local stays. But in its IPO filing yesterday, the company revealed that the changes had paid off. The company turned a profit of more than $200 million in the third quarter. By the way, if you want a deeper dive into how Airbnb turned things around, we did a whole episode about it last month. You can check it out in the feed. AT&T has finally reached a deal to offer its HBO Max streaming service through Amazon's Fire devices and Amazon Prime Video channels. The distribution hitch had been a barrier to HBO Max's growth since it launched in May. While HBO hit a record 38 million U.S. subscribers in September, only about 8.5 million had activated Max. AT&T has staked a lot on the streaming service, which is designed to compete with Netflix, Disney Plus, and others. And looking ahead, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey are scheduled for yet another appointment with Congress later today. They'll appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee to answer questions about how they moderate content on their platforms. Republicans on the committee have alleged that Facebook and Twitter suppress conservative viewpoints, an allegation which the companies have denied. Speaking of, some conservatives with similar complaints are turning to a different social media platform altogether. It's called Parler, and we'll talk more about it after the break.
My employees just got iPhone 12 on Verizon 5G, the 5G business has been waiting for. We download huge files on the go and use multicam video conferencing. Plus, with the coverage of 5G nationwide and more cities, ultra-wideband, it's 5G from the network businesses rely on.
Get iPhone 12 Pro Max for your business with our best offer yet. 5G nationwide. Available in over 1,800 cities. Terms apply. Limited time offer.
In recent months and years, we've seen mainstream social media companies like Facebook and Twitter step up their efforts to moderate content on their platforms. And some prominent conservatives have said many of those measures unfairly target them and censor their viewpoints on the internet. They've increasingly responded by telling their followers to join them on another social media platform. It's called Parler, and it's billing itself as a sort of libertarian alternative to Twitter. Our reporter Jeff Horwitz has been looking into Parler, and he joins me now to talk more about it. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Certainly. Thanks for having me.
All right. So for the folks who have been leaving Facebook and Twitter, can you just remind us, what are their concerns with those platforms?
They don't like content moderation very much, or at least the way that the platforms are doing it, we should say. And this kind of all boiled over, though, with the election. The idea that the platforms would be, one, fact-checking claims about voter fraud that didn't really pan out, but that they'd be fact-checking them at all. and two, that they would be labeling the president's own speech, and in some cases even restricting the spread of it, really got people riled up.
And so many of them have been turning to Parler instead. It's sort of billing itself as this libertarian version of Twitter. But what exactly does Parler do differently that sort of appeals to these groups?
So the first thing it does is it does not moderate content, except in very rare circumstances. The team that does it is volunteers right now. So, you know, whether it even does it under those circumstances is kind of TBD. The rules are no threatening to kill people and no committing illegal acts by means of the platform. Those two things are out. Aside from that, you want to share nude selfies? By all means. You want to, you know, use ethnic slurs? Go right ahead. And this is an intentional design. The backers of the platform, it was launched with the expectation that there would be sort of this radical liberty approach and that even hateful speech would be tolerated. And the thing that is sort of really different as well is that the platform doesn't push content at all. So Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, they all operate by recommending the best content. When we think about things going viral, it's usually because the platforms recognize that users are responding in such a way that it was gonna meant that the content was gonna have great interest, and they then pushed it out to a whole bunch of people. This platform doesn't do that at all. So you follow who you follow, you see their posts in reverse chronological order, and that's that.
So if the platform doesn't determine what people see, what is doing that?
So on Parler, the interesting thing is that they've basically left all of this up to users. It is a user's responsibility to label sensitive, and that would be pornographic or extremely violent or hate-filled content if they post it. And it is also a user's responsibility to use filters to determine whether they're going to see that. So instead of trying to make sure that, you know, bad stuff doesn't go around the platform, which is what the mainstream platforms tend to do, what Parler is trying to do is making it so that you don't have to see it if you don't wish to, and that you giving users more control on that level. So again, it's kind of just based on putting decisions that have typically been done on the platform level, pushing it down to the user level.
And you mentioned the backers of Parler. Who's behind this?
So Rebecca Mercer is the funder that got it off the ground. I mean, everyone involved is, I think, has some very solid libertarian credentials, executives with sort of Ayn Randian objectivism credentials, or, you know, sort of Bitcoin devotees. Rebecca Mercer is the scion of Robert Mercer, who is an extremely wealthy hedge fund manager who has both funded a whole bunch of very libertarian slash right-leaning causes, and also was involved with the Cambridge Analytica situation back in 2016. So he funded that company, which, as we all know, got into a great deal of a mess based on their somewhat dodgy business practices, and as well obtaining of Facebook data in ways that were less than orthodox.
Got it. And just how popular is this gambit of theirs? How popular is Parler?
So Parler has gone from around 4.5 million users before the election to well over 10. And it'd been around for over 2 years at this point. So they were really actually very slammed trying to keep up with the traffic. And it certainly didn't hurt that you had some very high profile folks. Dan Bongino, the one of Facebook's most popular radio hosts, very right-leaning talk show type, actually owns a stake in the thing and has been pumping this on Facebook as well, based on the idea that people are irritated about Facebook shutting down groups and, you know, the Stop the Steal effort that they sort of cracked down on. And so it's kind of been on the platforms itself, it's been getting pushed pretty hard, and that's been a big part of their growth.
And I guess the question is, does this platform present a competitive threat to the mainstream social media companies? Like, could it actually compete with Facebook and Twitter?
Too early to say. I think that there is a lot of skepticism. I mean, people always say they don't want, you know, anyone else telling them what to think or telling them what to read or, you know, recommending content or censoring it. They say that. However, the history of the mainstream platforms basically was of people who had roughly those ideas themselves, who were very much First Amendment devotees, even though they ran private platforms and the First Amendment doesn't really apply in the full sense, they really wanted to keep it open for everybody. And the problem is that life gets in the way. You know, really vile stuff makes other users feel uncomfortable. You know, crimes get committed. There's kind of a reason why these platforms have cracked down over time. So I think it's sort of to be determined whether people who are leaving Facebook and Twitter are, you know, because of their concerns that conservative viewpoints aren't going to be or aren't being treated fairly, are going to like being on a platform where like nude selfies are totally cool.
All right. Wall Street Journal reporter Jeff Horwitz, thanks for your reporting.
Thank you.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.